This is Five Live Sport.
A goal after 27 seconds back in 1982, the version of 2010 just arriving here in Rustenburg. We're seeing Fabio Capello and his team coming off the coach. Capello having just informed his starting 11. They now know those 11, they will begin this game against the USA. Well, we've been optimistic about England, but here are a few reasons to be wary of the United States. They beat Spain at the Confederations Cup last year and were two up against Brazil before losing the final by 3-2. They reached the quarterfinals in 2002. They're an improving team with Landon Donovan and Tim Howard in their side, and they've upset England before in 1950, as we mentioned, in the World Cup, and their current kit is modelled on the 1950s version, but they can't wear it today as England are the home team. Graham Jones from the LA Times joins us to give us an American perspective. Graham, good evening to you.
Good evening.
Well, a bit of a shame they can't wear that 1950s kit after all that.
Yeah, exactly, but they do have a striker from Haiti, which is the one who scored the goal winner in 1950 as well.
Of course, Joe Gatchens,
they've got Josie Altidore tonight.
So. Oh, well, I hadn't thought about that, of course. Joe Gatchens, who met a rather untimely end, sadly, after that famous moment. Right, what can we expect from the USA tonight, Graham? What sort of game plan approach are they going to adopt?
I think they'll hold back a bit. I think you'll see two blocks of four defending. You'll have Josie Altidore up front with another striker that might surprise England. I'm not absolutely sure who the other striker will be. It could be Hercules Gomez. It could be Edson Buddle, who plays with David Beckham at the Galaxy. It could even be Robbie Findlay from Real Salt Lake. But that's the only surprise I'm really thinking that they might be.
Right, we've got two Grahams here, our own Graham Taylor as well. Counter-attacking American side.
Well, yes, they've built it up on a 4-4-2 formation. They'll be aware of that. There will be that ability to... Bradley has got them very well organised. But I still go... I don't think they can keep a clean sheet against England. I really don't think that. I think defensively, they're not as... 10 games without keeping a clean sheet, that must give England a lot of encouragement.
On the other hand, I don't think England would mind having Tim Howard in its nets either. He's not a bad goalkeeper at Everton.
He's an extremely good goalkeeper and has done very well for Everton last season. His manager, David Moyes, is working with us here. And, you know, he's a fine goalkeeper, isn't he? Right. He's actually got some good choices in goal.
Yes, and the backup is very good. Marcus Hahnemann from Wolves and Brad Guzan from Villa. So
tell us a little bit about Bob Bradley, the coach, because he had quite a sticky start, didn't he? And there were quite a few people back home who wanted him out early on.
There was a lot of people who wanted Jürgen Klinsmann in that job rather than Bob Bradley, but Bob got it. He's a very strict coach. He's a son of a military man. He's a son of a Marine, actually. Doesn't seem to have much humor, but he claims to have. But he's very meticulous. He does his work. He knows his football. He studies teams all around the world, so he does know what he's doing.
We'll talk about Wayne Rooney's temperament in a second, Graham, but we've just mentioned Tim Howard there. We've mentioned that David Moyes is here with us, the Everton manager. So this is what Moyes says makes Howard and his USA number one.
He's a great man. That would be his biggest quality for me. But obviously, I think he's a really good goalkeeper as well. Very athletic. He was a basketball player in his younger days. No, great at jumping, great at taking crosses when he comes for them. So, I think his athleticism, Tim. And I think he's now got an experience which he gained a lot when he was at Manchester United. I think he found it difficult in the end, but he's been top man for us. He really has.
Shot comes in, saved at point blank range by Tim Howard.
Any weaknesses at all?
If there was, I probably wouldn't tell you, Alistair. But overall, his big thing for me is that, you know, he can get around the goal very quickly. He's become a much better penalty kick saver as well, as you've probably seen over the years with us, and he saved a few this year. So you know, if England get penalties, you know, he'll be working hard to try and save them. But I couldn't turn around and say there was any one weakness which I thought, no, maybe England would be able to exploit.
Franchard still has it. Left foot shot from him is turned aside by Tim Howard.
When he came over, I think he went to Manchester United. It was a really big step for the boy. I think to go and play at Manchester United, you have to be a certain type. And I think there was part of maybe Tim which was a little bit quieter. But, you know, he's become one of our main players. He's certainly a man in the dressing room. He's vocal enough. He wants to be involved. He wants things done right. So, overall, I think that he's become a better personality. But I think that's because we've given him the opportunity at Everton to blossom. And, you know, he plays regular for the team. So, I think he's grown in confidence.
The goalkeeper, Howard, produces a magnificent save.
If Tim Howard was English, I think Tim Howard would probably be in England squad today. And I think he may well be starting to go for England. That's how highly I think of him. So there'll be no surprises, you know, if Tim does really well for the US, that's for sure.
Well, that's interesting that David Moyes just reiterating what Graham Jones of the LA Times said there. And Graham Taylor, interesting also his comment about trying to replace Peter Schmeichel, because Tim Howard was one of several goalkeepers that Sir Alex Ferguson tried and it didn't quite work out. It was an enormous step asking him to take.
Tremendous task, isn't it, to replace Schmeichel. And as you say, he wasn't the only one at that period of time. Can I say this? That I have no real problems with the goalkeepers. My situation with the Americans, I think the central defenders, I think the back four, I don't think they're as solid as they should be. I think they depend a lot on the organisation that Bradley has of making them a solid 4-4-2 when out of possession. But I think those central defenders are apt to sort of make mistakes during the course of a game that I feel England have a good advantage, particularly Rooney, of taking on. It's not the goalkeeper that's a problem.
I absolutely agree, Graham. In fact, that's the big debate on who exactly is going to start in central defence tonight. Jay Demerit, I think, is definitely one of them. But whether Bradley puts Oguchi Onyewu, who's not match fit at all, he's been out for 7 months with a knee injury. He's only had three games. He hasn't played 90 minutes since October. So he's a risk if he plays him there. He could play Clarence Goodson there. He's a tall bloke who is hopefully to match up with Peter Crouch if Peter comes into the game. Or he could move Carlos Bockenmegda from left back into the centre, but then he's got a problem at left back because the bloke there isn't experienced either.
Just seeing Bob Bradley getting off the coach, actually, as the American coach arrives and being immediately nabbed for an interview. That's the way it is at the World Cup. Now, come on, Graham, what about trying to target Wayne Rooney's temperament? We discussed it a little bit earlier on with Chris Waddle, and look, no one was saying it wasn't legitimate, but, you know, he clearly, some people think he does have a bit of a temperament problem. Will there be a bit of ear tweaking, a bit of treading on toes?
I think they'll
on?
Mark him very closely. I don't think they'll purposely go out and foul him, but I think they'll be in his face as much as they can just to try and just show him that they're there. It could work, it could not. I don't think they'll purposely go out and try and wind him up. I don't think so. Bradley said not, the players have said not.
How confident are this American team if we look at the group as a whole? Are they thinking, well, actually, there's a reasonable chance of maybe slipping in a second behind England?
I think they're very confident finishing second behind England. I think if they get a come away with a point tonight, they'll be very, very happy.
Fantastic American support. I mean, it's weird where we sit because all we can see across is us and George, but we're led to believe there'll be as many, if not more, American fans here tonight.
I'm not actually buying that. I mean, the Americans have been putting that word out that there'd be more American fans here, but the English fans seem to have a way of getting tickets where there are no tickets available, so I'm expecting it to be even or more English.
And how will this play back home? How big? I know we ask this question a lot, but we're really interested to know the progression of football in the US. How is this playing back home?
It's actually a very big story back home. It's you know, right now the baseball, you know, baseball season's underway. The hockey season just ended with the Chicago winning it. And the NBA finals are on, and this is still getting front page coverage in many of the big newspapers, so it's a big story.
Another one of your texts, another one of your omens. Keep them coming on 85058. Pete from Bury says, I'm a taxi driver.